This week, let's continue discussing the size and scale of things in astronomy. Our solar system has one sun, 8 planets, 5 dwarf planets, hundreds of natural satellites, thousands of comets, and hundreds of thousands of minor planets. It has a basic shape of a disk, and the sun is at the center. For this discussion, we are just going to focus on the sun and the planets. To compare the size of the sun and the planets, we'll use the Earth's diameter as our scale. Mercury has about 1/3 the diameter of the Earth, Venus has about the same diameter, Mars is about 1/2 the diameter of the Earth, Jupiter has about 11 times the diameter, Saturn has about 9 times the diameter, and Uranus and Neptune both have about 4 times the diameter. The Sun has about 100 times the diameter of the Earth, which means in terms of volume, you could fit 1 million Earths inside the Sun. To compare the distances between the Sun and the planets, we'll use the average distance between the Earth and the Sun. In miles, this distance is 93 million, but astronomers have defined this distance to also be equal to 1 astronomical unit, or AU. With this scale and unit, the distances become much easier to compare. Mercury is about 1/3 of an AU from the Sun. Venus is about 7/10 of an AU. The Earth is 1 AU, of course. Mars is 1.5 AU. Jupiter is about 5 AU. Saturn is about 10 AU. Uranus is about 20 AU. And Neptune is 30 AU. In an attempt to connect the size of the Sun and the size of the solar system out to Neptune, we can imagine the Sun being a dime and the location of Neptune to be 60 yards away. Next week, we'll try to imagine our place in the Milky Way galaxy. This is Dr. Todd Young, Professor of Physics and Astronomy at Wayne State College. If you'd like to learn more about this and many other astronomical topics, please visit the Fred G. Dale Planetarium at Wayne State College.